Repair costs after Hurricane Irma cut into Duke Energy's profits in the third quarter. The cancellation of a Florida nuclear project also contributed. WFAE's David Borax has more.
CEO Lynn Good says Duke spent nearly $500 million to repair power lines and restore electricity after Hurricane Irma hit Florida and the Carolinas in September. Here she is in a conference call with analysts.
This storm caused widespread, devastating damage across the Southeast region, leaving nearly 1.5 million of our Florida and Carolinas customers without power.
Some of the damage costs were paid out of Duke's storm reserves. The company plans to seek rate increases to cover the rest, mainly in Florida, where Good says it could add $5 a month to the typical bill. Duke reported a profit of $954 million in the quarter, or $1.36 a share. That was down 19% from a year ago and fell 20 cents short of what Wall Street analysts were expecting. Cancellation of the Levy nuclear project in Florida cost $84 million during the quarter. Good says customers won't be charged any more for that project. Mild late summer temperatures slowed down electricity use and revenues. Duke also recorded more expenses related to last year's acquisition of Piedmont Natural Gas. There was some good news for investors. Duke reaffirmed its prediction of 4-6% growth in profits in the coming years. Good says that's based on coming rate increases and population growth, particularly in the Carolinas and Florida. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.